just come. Brother Hubert has a few comments to make. So just to summarize the message of yesterday and today, and then we can go home today.
Praise God. Please, can I have? Amen. God has brought us together. You know, after a while. Amen. Right, I think it's supposed to be a solemn assembly. And I just pray that maybe I would to bring out the mind of God for us, the things that He has been saying to us. You know, there's a euphoria about having a camp meeting. But brethren, if we gather and the gathering is unto ourselves and not unto God, and it does not have any impact in our lives, we come together and we go. Next year, we come together and you go. We come together again, he goes. There's no impact in our lives. And there is no change. Brethren, it's a wasteful exercise. Amen? God is not a bad investor. God is patient. He's long-suffering. But remember, at the end of it, he says, not forgiving the... How did he say? Visiting the sins and the iniquity to how many generations? For those who don't repent. So, brethren, it is not just gathering and we feel good. Let me read, let us look at Revelation about the little book. Revelation 10:10. Can we just look at that briefly? I just want to bring it out so that, brethren, we'll be able to get the mind of God. God has been saying something to us since yesterday night. He started with warning us about warfare, that to prepare for warfare. You know, our mind is, that next year is going to be a very difficult year. We are thinking of the COVID, and we've been told even today, yes, COVID is part of it. But brethren, there's something more important than COVID that God is talking about. Next year is going to be very tough for us, for Christians. And I think Brother Isaac mentioned it. It's going to be tough for us if we are not able to allow God's word impact us and change us. Do you know one thing? The Bible says that when a spirit is cast out and the house is empty and it is not occupied, that spirit comes back and he peeps and he sees that the house is empty. What does the spirit do? It goes back and takes seven more spirits that are more stubborn and occupies that house. And it will be more difficult. Well, practically, agree with me that the words that we hear now are even heavier, I say in quote, than the words that we've been hearing in the past. But you find that the impact it makes in our life is so little. It's been said here, we have heard and heard and heard and heard and heard, and we want to hear more. We want to hear more deep things. And even the more we hear it, it's like I am, or we are, God's people are stiff-necked. It's difficult for God to come to us to impact. The name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm trying to bring it out. That scripture 10:10, what does it say? It says that the word was sweet, is it not? That Revelation 10:10. It was sweet in, is it 10:9 from 9? He said, I went unto the angel, I'm reading from 9, and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, because it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as what? Honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Amen. When we hear, just give a simple example, we hear the message of the gospel of the cross. What cross has done for us. The redemption cross has brought to me and all that. Brethren, is it not sweet? We jump up and we say, oh, praise the Lord. Jesus died on the cross. He went down to Hades. Like God told us this morning, He delivered people. The devil thought that he had delivered people from Hades, is not? And he gave God gifts. Gave gifts to men. We are told this morning. He gave gifts of health, gifts of wealth, gift of salvation. But when the scripture now comes, it comes down to my belly, to my carnal nature. And he says, take up the cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. Deny self. You were asking, what is self-preservation? Deny myself. Tell myself, you are pitying you, self-pity. I won't pity you. Somebody has accused you. I will not respond to you. I won't respond to that person. It becomes bitter. All right? We begin to sob. It becomes bitter in our belly. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, the word must get down into my belly, into my soul, into my nature. And that is the only way I absorb it. That's the only way it can bring a change. I want to be like Christ. But we've been told, brethren, it is not automatic. Provisionally, yes, we are like Christ. But brethren, we have to go through the process. The word that we hear has to go down and become, as long as it stays in my mouth and become honey, it will not bring about any change. It must get down and I digest it for it to bring about a change. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday evening, God was sharing with us about warfare. And it took us through Jericho, all the processes. And then we are warned that we need to equip ourselves. We need to be strong. And we are told that there are going to be casualties. God does not just throw words. He wants us. And scripture says, anyone who has an ear to hear, let him what? Hear. That God may anoint our ears to hear. Not just hearing the word and jumping, but hearing with the ears of our souls. And letting our minds be set, counting the cost. Like Brother will say, how long have we had about change of lifestyle, including me? Have I changed since last year? Have I changed, young people, since you had your youth meeting? Have you changed? Is there a change? Have you changed your lifestyle? My life, has it changed to the point where if I used to wearing a big bongo trouser, I change it to become normal. If I'm used to wearing this tight dress and all that, I make a change and I begin to dress more. Is there any change in lifestyle? If I used to lie before, Robert was giving us his testimony. God is not unjust. God is true. God has the ability, brethren, to change us. Praise the name of the Lord. If I'm not changed, if I'm not changing, it is not because God does not have the ability to change me. It's because I'm not giving myself to be changed. We sing that song, little by little, he's changing us, little by little. How much change do I see in my life since we had the last camp meeting? Right? It's a solemn assembly. You know, why I'm saying this is because we are told, time is running out, brethren. Repentance is becoming difficult to come by. A broken and a contrite heart is is getting far, far, far away from us. You know, because yesterday God was telling us we are full of ourselves. We are told that the more we go older, the more we become fleshy. Brethren, it hit me. It hit me. It hit me. It was a word. It was sweet. But brethren, when it went down into me, into my bed, because, well, I know I'm getting older. I'm getting older. And I found the truth of brethren, it was bitter in my flesh. And I have to submit to let it change me. All of us, we are growing older. Now we talk about getting older physically. I'm talking about physically now. But what about spiritually? How long have we been Christians? How long? And how much change do we have? Now I'm just trying to summarize. So warfare is for us to prepare. God is bringing us back. He's bringing us back to the word he gave us right from the beginning. I don't see it for me. I sat down there. I've gone through many meetings. I've listened to many messages. I don't seem to see anything that is completely new. But I still find that in some, the sonship message is still what is coming up. We need to die. That is the message. Hallelujah. We need to die. And this is the time for us to cry out to God for the gift of repentance. Because it's far away. Before, it used to be close. When God comes immediately by his spirit, he sees prepared heart, broken heart, and he pours out the gift of repentance. And there's repentance. Revival cannot come. A refreshing cannot come. There's no repentance in my heart. It cannot come to me. I will continue. Continue in the same way and feel good and all that. But my prayer and my desire is that this gathering, you know, God has kept us aside for a long time, is that this gathering, brethren, it will not just come and pass. I will not just pray it on my lips. I will not just desire it in my heart, but that, brethren, it will get down into my soul and bring about a change. Brethren, we've been told God wants a people. God wants to make us. We're saying, oh, I want to be God's dwelling place. Brethren, there's no time. The other thing I hear God saying to us is that we should not desire to be like the other people. I think Brother Isaac brought it out clearly out there. Brother Sam brought it out today. The Lord used them to bring it out. And you find out, brethren, unconsciously, unknowingly, we are creeping in. The things that are happening out there from where God brought us out is gradually creeping in here. We are gradually becoming like them. Maybe physically, no. Maybe in structure, no. But in our hearts, we are gradually becoming like them. Gradually desiring them. Desiring what they desire. Our priorities are getting different. Praise God. God's blessings and mercies and provisions is to lead us to repentance. It's not to lead us for me to live a good life and have big cars and have a good wife, have a good husband, have a good job, have a good food. And that is not what God's blessings is all about. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is it getting bitter? Is it getting bitter in your belly? It's supposed to be. The true word of God that is honey, before it brings about a change, it must be bitter in our belly. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is bringing us back to where we were before. He's bringing us back to that which we had. Hallelujah. He's bringing us to get our priorities right. And I think it was clear when Brother Thomas was sharing that God wants us to get focused on him. He wants to get us to get focused on Jesus. Yes, the ministries, I think it came out last night meeting, even this morning's meeting with Brother Sam. I think Brother Sam this morning, and then yesterday, that God wants us to focus all the ministries. He said, till we all come to the knowledge. The ministries are supposed to bring us to the knowledge. That revelation about that little girl that prophesied, these people are the men of God. hear them. For me, I've been wondering, why did Paul rebuke that spirit? I've been thinking about it. I've not been able to get it. But today, I got that revelation. Hallelujah. He wanted to declare to them so that they will raise up a church, they will raise up a congregation, and they will become a clergy, and they'll become the people and start conducting deliverances. And by the spirit of discernment, true discernment, not that of the what they call that spirit, not that of a Python spirit. You know, they're talking about this. You know, this, we have had revelations about Python, I mean, haven't we? It's not once, it's not twice, it's not thrice. Different places at different times. What does it mean? And we have been praying and fighting the spirit. At times we hit it. When we hit it, we cut off the tail. The head will hide. It will hide low. After 1, 2, 3 years again, it will appear. We'll pray, and hit it. It will hide. What is this spirit? Say the spirit of divination. Praise God. God has finally revealed it to us. It's the spirit of divination. What do you want to hear? I don't want to hear the right prophecy of God. I want to hear that of divination. That we can get from, you know, the place now. I don't want to call names. You go there, they give it to you. Many have fellowship because they say, here, you don't see, you don't hear. So, what God is telling us, brethren, is that spirit is just here in the heart. It's just lingering around. It's just lingering around. As long as you find it all hanging around, brethren, it will trigger, open a door. So we must get focused to him. Our visions must be clear. That's what God is telling us. We must know why we are here. Praise the name of the Lord. Why are we here? We want to be like Christ. We want to be God's dwelling place. God has called us. That is exactly the message you just had. God is bringing about a change. And we all have to fight. As we fight, you know, looking at the thing that are going to happen next year, God is encouraging us to be ready to fight. Fight for your own territory. Hallelujah. Fight to attend your own garden. For Sam read about garden. Fight to attend your own garden. Most of our gardens are not attended to. Hallelujah. The enemy comes in and goes out. He comes in, say he comes to steal, to kill. He steals away our energy. Brother Thomas was talking about he started by talking about we are losing, is this fire or steam or something? He comes to steal our energy. He comes to steal, you know, the things, our desire, the good things, desire for God, desire for the kingdom of God, desire for the things of God. He comes to steal them away. But brethren, we have to fight. We have to fight the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. That's one of the thing I had. The word God brought says, come up hither. What does it mean? Come up from carnality to the presence of God. We are told, come up where God is. And coming up, it's not just jumping like that. God is working in us, brethren, to bring us to that place. Hallelujah. 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 So, why are we here? What are we expecting? Praise the name of the Lord. Let me just end the summary by, let us read Hebrews chapter 6. Please, can somebody read it from me? I don't know if I get have a Bible. Let me just read. Hebrews chapter 6. Stama, can you give me? I want to read from verse 1. Can you give me a Bible? Can you give me a Bible? Say, therefore, I think Brother Bert, you know, mentioned part of it in passing. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. You know, there are principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to perfection. Hallelujah. We have had doctrines, the principles of the doctrines. We have had it. You know, God was telling us through Brother Isaac about Gilgal. About Gilgal. You know, we talk about, we see Gilgal as a circle. But I think he mentioned something about Gilgal. Pardon? Place of decision. We are in a place of decision. We have to decide, brethren. Like Robert, you know, we have to decide. We have to decide. We can't keep on playing. We have to decide. It's a place of decision. It's Gilgal. It's a place of decision. You know, before you say a place of wandering, but this, we've gone beyond wandering. It's a place of decision. And then we have to move on. Hallelujah. There are times when we, in fact, I later on found out that even when I got born again, the picture that was given to me was not a clear picture. Oh, come, everything will be okay. You know, bed of roses. God will provide. You know, people who are not doing well in life. Oh, come, become a Christian. You do well in life. Because that's why many people think that born again Christians are people who are not no good in society. Until one of my colleagues found out that there was a first class lady that had a first class but was born again, preached to him. He got born again because he thought that born again people are just never do well. It's not true. You don't get born again that, yes, God will take care of you, but don't get born again just so that your life will be better, so that things will go well for you, so that you get husband or you get wife, so that you know, they bring you a picture and we don't count the cost. We don't count the cost. There's a purpose for getting us born again, is to give us eternal life and to make us to become like Christ. That's why. So, brethren, this is the time for decision. And we've come a long way. So if I'm making a decision now, I have to decide to repent. You know, when we say, let us repent, it's just on the mouth. I have to cry to God to give us the spirit of repentance. True repentance. Repentance for a change. Repentance to make up my mind, count the cost, to be ready to carry the cross. There must be a change. There must be a change. Hallelujah. Not to do my own thing my own way. There must be a change in my life, a change in my lifestyle. Like he was reading today, I think, when Isaac was ministering, he was saying that we must obey every word, every scripture. We may not be able to obey every scripture at the same time, but as the one that comes to me, I'm obeying it. The one that's spread out of it. At least I must be moving. Am I moving? Maybe I was yesterday. So we must leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and let us move on to perfection. Perfection. When you say perfection, just be like Christ. We are moving. We are not there yet. Move into perfection. He said, not laying again the foundation of repentance. Every time we come, we preach the gospel of repentance. No, Spirit prompts you here and then. I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I change. We're not talking about the gospel of repentance again, but we come here, we're encouraging ourselves to repent and to repent. This God should do that. We should be repenting every day. And that's the only way we can bring about a change. Change from dead works. We are told about Abel and Cain yesterday. We all know what dead works is. If you are bringing a gift to somewhere and you find out that somebody has an altar, take it back. Go and clear it. If you're bringing a gift of love, it should be love unfeigned, love without dissimulation. We do nothing out of hypocrisy. We've been talking about Babylon. Babylon is just a fake, a cloak. Everything is hidden. On top, we think that everything is good. But brethren, there's something that is hidden. Hallelujah. Repent from dead works and of faith towards God. Believing God for what he says he will do, he will do. He say of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands. Hallelujah. You know, when you lay hands on you're looking for a covering. You want somebody to cover you. You cannot do, you know, out there, they are thinking of their pastors. You cannot do anything without telling their pastor. It's what they are telling them. They cannot stand on their own. They want hands to be laid on them all the time. Hallelujah. They want is it a pope? A post, a vicar. Vicar is the vice Christ. That's what they do there. Has to represent them. That's what God is calling us, brethren. We have to, every one of us, we are high priests, a royal priesthood. We should be focused on him. Hallelujah. As he brings us together and he uses the ministry to minister to us, is so that we can all be able to him. Hallelujah. And then he says, laying off of hands and of resurrection, of the doctrine of resurrection of the dead. It is only the dead can partake of the resurrection. Amen. The living cannot partake of resurrection. Hallelujah. Somebody said that there cannot be an Easter without Easter, that Easter celebration, without a Friday. But we want to enter the resurrection without death. It doesn't happen. There must be a dying to self before we can experience this, you know, partake of this resurrection and of the eternal judgment, which we already know. And he says, and this we will do if God permits. God has permitted, and that's what why God is coming to us. For it is impossible, listen to this, for those who we are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. Verse 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him unto shame. For the earth which drinketh the rain, in the rain, my earth, our earth which drinketh in the rain, that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herb, meat for them, by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. For that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are not of them drug. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not of them that are drawn back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. But I want to encourage us. Let us make this time. Take this time as if this is the last opportunity I have for a change. Hallelujah. Because things are getting tougher and harder. And as things get tougher and harder, what happens? We become tougher and harder. And it becomes tough for us to be, for the word of God to be able to break us and make an impact. God for deliver us. God should not let us be like the people out there. God should not let us be like the people where he delivered us from. Now let us not be like the children of Israel that came out from Egypt at a point because of sin. They want to go back to the cucumbers and garlic and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is persuaded of better things for us. Let this gathering be unto God. Let it have an impact in our lives. And let there be a change that we can even know. We can even know. When someone talks, they say, no, I know I've been changed. Can we bow our heads and pray? Pray for ourselves. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Friend, just say a word, one or two words to God about